Well, that was the appetizer, and now it's time for the main dish. Many of you are familiar with the very famous song by Gordon Lightfoot, the one that talks about the loss of an iron ore boat in Lake Superior. And in fact, there was an article in the Bulletin on this, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Now, what many of you may not know is that in recent years, Gordon Lightfoot has lived here in Seattle, and he decided that he wanted to create another song along the same lines. And in fact, he talked to several of us here in the department, and he talked to Bree Dotson over here, whose thesis is on big windstorms, and he decided to do a song on the famous November 24th, 1998 windstorm. Now, you probably know the story here. Great low that came off the Pacific. A ferry, unfortunately, it was lost. The ferry Kelowna that left Winslow Harbor going to Elliott Bay was lost. Everybody got off except for the captain. Well, anyway, he's written a new song, and in fact, he has a CD that's coming out very, very soon. You probably will see it. Here it is, Gordon Lightfoot and the Wreck of the Ferry Kelowna. Anyway, since Bree and I helped him with this, he decided to give me permission for the first time to give you a rendition of this song. Now, I can't do as well as he can, but you're going to hear the exact lyrics and hopefully the tune. So, hopefully. And well, I'm going to wait till why don't you get all revved up here. It's very appropriate that Bree is helping me. She's doing her thesis, as you know, on great windstorms in the Northwest. And so it's very appropriate that she's involved in this little project. Okay, I want to make sure it should be louder than me. Good. Okay. Oh, well, by the way, one final thing. To heighten your enjoyment and the entertainment value of this, we're going to have some special visuals that will enable you to get a better visualization of what happened during this great event. So, and that'll be provided to you by Deanna Hintz over here, who selected because she knows big storms. She's been through a few of them. Okay. All right. Oh, just one second before we do this. This is a somber and serious song, and I expect you to provide the attention that is appropriate to it. Okay, go ahead.
Because they neglected the forecast,
the MM5 forecast.
On a cloudy gray day in November, I say, the ferry Kelowna was ready. And behind the windscreen there was Captain McQueen, the master of the Kelowna. For many a year, a ferry he'd steer across Great Puget's waters. He knew every bay, every harbor and quay, from Olympia to Bellingham City. With eyes full of fear, the first mate did appear with a morning weather prediction. The weather service did say it'd be a terrible day, for a great storm was approaching. A storm without peer would soon be near, said the MM5 model.
It predicted the low to intensify and slow as it crossed the Great Olympics. On the threatening day, we should delay, send the first mate to the captain. But McQueen shook his head, by fear I'm not led, for I know the waves and the weather. And now the tragic part. As they left Winslow Bay, they were buffeted by spray, and he groaned. Filled the vessel. When they entered the sound, great waves did pound, but the fairy Colonna pushed onward. With a terrible shudder, I logged the rudder, and the Colonna was adrift in the maelstrom. With a southerly gale to the north did they sail, and the rocks of West Point were approaching. With a grinding sound, the Colonna went aground, and passenger screams did echo. The abandoned ship horn did the passengers warn, for the time for escape was a passing. Holding the wheel as the engines did peel, the captain ensured their safety. But a great sound wave prepared a watery grave as the Colonna capsized in the waters. Now some people say that on Elliott Bay a ghostly figure approaches. The figure that's seen is Captain McQueen, the master of the Colonna. I'd still be alive if I followed the MM5. This model is nearly perfect. It predicted the low to intensify and slow as it crossed the Great Olympics. As his words did fade, the captain turned to shade and disappeared in Puget's waters. But under the flow there was an ominous glow at the grave of the fairy Colonna. The Suquamish tribe knew when the winter winds blew that a wise man stays off of the waters. But modern men think that their boats cannot sink, so remember the fairy Colonna. Okay. Thank you, and you can buy this starting in May.